Proclamation number 6696 of 23rd of November, 1956. Igniting the spark of love. Instruction for this. Do not stifle the spark of love within you if it wants to break through. Give in to every inner emotional stirring if it is good, and repel every opposing thought which would like to hold you back from loving activity. For the latter is my adversary's influence, who, because even without love, would also like to keep you humans unkind so as not to lose you to me. Consider that I myself take care of you as soon as you enter the earth as a human being. That I place a spark of love in you which enables you to return to me again after an infinitely long time of separation. And you should guard this spark of love like the most precious possession, for it is a tiny spark of myself, it is my share. It is what you have been depriving yourselves of for eternities, but which is absolutely necessary if you want to become blissfully happy. I gave you the spark of love at the beginning of your earthly life, but now you yourselves must also kindle it in you and let it flare up in order to unite with me again. And this is what my adversary wants to prevent. He wants to stop every act of love. He wants you to remain as is, that your hearts harden ever more and that you thus remain under his control. He does not want to lose you to me, but I myself want to win you. But it is up to you alone which Lord will come into his own. For if you practice love then you strive towards me of your own free will and he cannot hinder you. But he can influence you to refrain from loving activity, he can incite you into unkind actions, he can awaken unkind thoughts in you, and then you should always know that it is him, your greatest enemy, who only wants to keep you in unhappiness or plunge you again, because he himself is incapable of loving thoughts, because his nature is only a hatred and he tries to transfer all his bad thoughts onto you. Don't let yourselves be captivated by him again. Resist him. Free yourselves from him and only ever hold on to me, who wants to help you with all my love so that you will become free from him. And you can only achieve this if you ignite the spark of love within you, if you nourish it so that it spreads as a bright fire which now fills your heart and brings you ever closer to me. You now ask what you should do to let this spark of love in you become a bright ray of fire? Above all, you must repress self-love, you must think less of yourselves and your well-being than of your neighbors, and you must be devoted to all people who surround you and want to make them happy, help them and stand by their side with advice and action. You must sacrifice in order to be able to give your neighbor what he lacks. You must carry out your daily work in all selflessness, always only concerned about being active for the benefit of your fellow human beings, not striving for your own advantages at the expense of your fellow human being. Then the desire to give love will become ever stronger, because then I myself will urge you from within and because you will feel my urging as happiness. Because you will now also be illuminated by my love and open yourselves and you will now have started the return path to me which will certainly also lead to the aim. If only you don't stifle the spark of love within you but let it flare up, then you need never fear falling into the hands of the enemy of your souls. For since love is my share, this share will also always push towards me. And I myself will be able to take possession of you, I myself will be able to assist you with my strength of love, and the flame within you will always increase. And all of you can achieve this because you will carry this divine spark of love within yourselves, because you'll receive this gift of grace as soon as you enter this earth as a human being. Yet it is up to each individual whether and how he makes use of this gift of grace, and likewise, each one of you will also have to answer for it one day when the hour of his departure from this earth has come. Amen.